It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. If you like crossword puzzles, you'll be interested in this bit of dialogue that took place between Fibber and Molly.
Hey, Molly, what's a 15-letter word meaning friend?
15-letter word? Mm-hmm. Heavenly days, McGee. What do you think I am, a 24-volume encyclopedia?
Okay, if you can't answer it, kiddo, I'll figure it out for myself.
Hey, just a minute, McGee. Could it be two words like prudential agent? He's certainly a good friend of ours.
Let me see. Prudential. Say, you got something there. Of course it's prudential agent. Isn't he just about the friendliest guy we know?
He sure is.
You know, he's one man who's happiest when he's busy helping other people plan a more secure future for their family. When he's showing you how to get the most for your life insurance dollar. Yes, and how you can make all those wonderful retirement dreams come true. Of course, he's also Johnny on the spot if any real trouble comes your way. Among the first to bring you the kind of help you need when you need it most.
Take our advice, friends, and get in touch with your prudential agent tomorrow. Come what may, you'll find him one of the best friends your family ever had.
Mr. McGee was downtown on miscellaneous business this morning. And at the corner of 14th and Oak, he ran smack into his friend, Dr. Gamble, who said,
Hey, mister, watch where you... Oh, it's you, McGee.
Hi, Docky. Surprise you?
Yeah, you surprised the wind out of me.
When I go home, I'll tell Molly I bumped into you, George. Yeah. Where are you going, lunch? I'll go with you.
You buying?
Well, I'll flip you for it like we always do. Come on, we can shortcut through the Bonton here and over to Walt's small shop.
Gee, the store is crowded today.
Yeah, they must be having a sale or something.
Listen, listen, listen to the bell, gentlemen. That's the Liberty Bell, freeing you from the one great evil assailing men today. No shirtitis.
Hey, hold it a minute, Doc.
No,
let's see.
No shirtitis, gentlemen, is the disease where you open your bureau drawer and find no shirts there. You see only spots in front of your eyes, polka dots of rage, because you are about to go out on some important business or social call, and you haven't a clean shirt to your name. Now, I want to show you the cure for no shirtitis, so don't you go away.
Come on, sucker. These things are all
No, 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 wait a second. Let's watch this.
Here it is, gentlemen. The cure, the answer, the solution. Miracle cloth waffle weave shirts. Looks like silk, costs like cotton, wears like iron.
It's not bad looking.
Hair's bleached.
I'm talking about the shirt.
Oh.
And because it is the latest magical fiber to come out of the test tubes of science, it has properties never dreamed of up until now. You can pull it, you can twist it, you can pound it. But you can't harm it.
I don't trust these miracle things.
That's fine talk from a penicillin peddler.
And that's only the beginning, gentlemen. You see this? An old carburetor off an old Pierce Arrow.
Hey, look at that, Doc.
Oh, come
covered
on.
With the accumulated grime and dust and dirt of 100,000 miles of bad roads. Now, I will now rub this brand new, beautiful waffle weave shirt all over with this old hunk of auto.
Gee, that's a shame.
Oh, it's probably just a trick.
You seen me do it? Now, look at the result. Why, I couldn't get this shirt any dirtier if I let a 9-year-old boy wear it for half an hour.
Oh, what a comic. Is Fred Nittany married? Because this one...
Now, let me show you exactly what happens. I have here a pitcher of warm water, which I pour into this tin basin, to which I add a handful of soap flakes or powder. And now I drop this nasty, greasy, messy shirt and swish it around in the soapy water like this. While I count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
You're out.
Exactly, sir. 10 and it's out. Now I rinse it out in this nice clean water. And presto, changeo, you've got a brand new clean white shirt and no more no shirt itis.
Hey, how about that? Now, let me look at that closer, miss.
Happy to, sir. It's the waffle in the weave that makes waffle weave so awful on dirt.
Hey, Doc, come over here and look. Why, it's even dry already.
I'm not interested. Let's go to lunch. I'm
hey, wait
hungry.
A minute. Wait a sec, Doc. We'll eat in a minute. I'm interested in this shirt.
It not only repels stains of every sort, sir, but it washes snowy white in just 10 seconds. It dries in a flash and absolutely requires no ironing.
Can you imagine that? How much is it?
I'm glad you asked that question, sir. During this introductory preview, this Miracle Fiber Waffle Weave Super Shirt sells for only $6.95. So hurry, hurry, get yours right now. Yes, sir, you over there, size 16, button-down collar.
What do you say, Doc? What do you say? Come on, let's buy one, huh?
Oh, not me. I told you, I don't believe in miracles. If you're so anxious to be a guinea pig, you buy one. And let's eat.
Well, all right, you stuffy old moss-backed reactionary. I will buy one. When Molly sees how easy this shirt is to keep clean, she'll love me for it.
Probably strangle you with it.
Uh-oh, miss.
Oh, yes, sir. How many, sir?
Well, one to begin with, sis. Plain white, size 15, sleeve 33. I'll take it with me.
Surely. And you, sir, would you care for any?
Not me. I got plenty of shirts.
Coward.
I have got plenty of shirts. I must have dozens in every style and color and... Hey, I haven't a clean dress shirt for the county medical dinner. Yeah, I will need a white dress shirt.
In waffle weave, sir?
Not for me. Give me a white silk dress shirt, size 17 and a half, 32 sleeve with French cuffs. You know, McGee, I got 19 pairs of cufflinks for Christmas, and I haven't a single shirt I can wear them in.
There's more fun with the McGee shortly.
What have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
What have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
What have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
Yes, what have Viceroy's got? The answer is 20,000 tiny filters in every Viceroy tip. That's right. Inside every Viceroy tip is a vast network of 20,000 individual filters to filter your smoke over and over again. You get only the full, rich taste of Viceroy's choice tobaccos. And Viceroy's draw freely, smoothly. So the next time you hear this question,
what have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
You know the answer. 20,000 tiny filters in every Viceroy tip. No wonder more people smoke Viceroy's than any other filter tip cigarette in the world. Get Viceroy's today. King size filter tip. Only a penny or two more than cigarettes without filters.
Hey, Molly. I'm home. You home? Molly?
Here I am, McGee, in the kitchen.
Oh. Boy, I hardly ate my last hamburger. I was so anxious to get home and show you what I bought. I had lunch with Doc at Walt's Malt Shop, but wait till I show you what I bought at the Bonton.
What'd you buy?
Wait. Wait till you get a look at this. There.
Oh, a new white shirt. Yeah. I'm glad you got it. You need some. Very pretty shirt, Dave.
It's the latest thing. This shirt. Oops, I dropped it right on the floor. Oh, that's clumsy me.
Lucky I just mopped that floor. It's dry. Here, I'll pick it up.
No, I'll get it. Whoop!
Oh. Why, McGee, what are you... You deliberately kicked that shirt across the floor.
Uh-oh, I'm just an old fumblefoot. My.
Get your foot off of that. McGee, what's come over you? A nice new shirt.
Grocery! Boy, I almost busted your eardrums, kids. I didn't know you was right here in the kitchen.
Set the groceries on the sink, Mr. Oldtimer.
It's kind of muddy in the backyard, ain't it, old-timer? Should have wiped your shoes before you came in.
Well, I used to do that, Johnny, but I found out it's just a waste of time. Go back out and they get muddy again.
Don't want to track up Molly's clean linoleum, though. Here, wipe them off on this. Let me spread it out here for you.
What do you...
There, wipe your shoes on that shirt. Nothing like a nice, clean, new $7 white shirt to wipe your shoes on.
No, McGee, for heaven's sake...
Well, thanks, Johnny. Mighty neighborly of you. Hey, what's gimmick, daughter? Johnny, get on one of them radio shows where they give you a prize to prove you're stupid?
I do not know, but if they give prizes for that, he can make a fortune today. That's a $7 shirt.
My girlfriend Bessie was on one of them shows last week, kids. Won the grand prize, too.
Good for her.
Yep. Got a round trip, all expenses paid, thrilling two-day vacation for one, to fabulous, fascinating Belleville, Illinois. It said.
Let me have the shirt. Your shoes are clean.
Yes, sir. What they done was they blindfolded Bessie, you see, and they let her out onto the stage.
Yeah.
Then they took a bunch of apples and hung them on strings all around her, and what Bessie had to do was catch them apples with her teeth and pull them down.
McGee, what are you doing now?
Then they hung a few billiard balls up among the apples, painted the floor with axle grease, started the apples and billiard balls a swinging, and give Bessie a push.
McGee, are you...
Just cleaning the burners on your stove, kiddo. A little greasy, and I thought I'd wipe them up.
Bessie kept falling down and getting her teeth knocked out with the billiard balls.
McGee, of all the silly...
And I tell you, that audience liked to died. She run around the stage blindfolded, snapping her jaws this way and that, till she finally got the master of ceremonies by the kneecap.
Stove's nice and clean now, kiddo. Anything
well,
else I
sir,
can...
he let out a scream that rattled the windows, and the audience roared, and, kids?
McGee, stop that. Of all the ridiculous, idiotic behavior.
I'm just trying to be helpful, my dear. I think I'll give myself a shine now.
Give me that $7 shirt.
Lost my audience, I guess. Well, no use talking to myself here. I can do that in the grocery truck.
Now, what is this all about? You just straighten up and fly right and tell me what goes on here.
Just a little demonstration, my dear. You see this beautiful new white shirt, which looks like silk, costs like cotton, and wears like iron?
I remember that it was a white shirt. Go on.
I merely run a little water in the sink, and then... Oh, get me the soap powder, will you? Because I'm going to put this filthy, dirty, messy, greasy shirt in the... Uh-oh. Doggone it, there's the phone. You come with me, kiddo, and I'll explain.
Well, it better be a mighty fine explanation, too.
Don't you worry. You see, I did all this stuff to give you a demonstration so as you can see how this miracle fiber waffle weave shirt works. From now on, your laundry problems keeping me in clean shirts are all over on account of because McGee's residence. McGee speaking.
McGee, this is Doc Gamble, and a terrible thing happened. We must have switched packages when we left Walt's malt shop because I just put on what I thought was the white silk shirt I bought and I split it right straight up the back.
What?
It was a size 15. Yours.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, look, I'll buy you a new one tomorrow, but right now I'm in a rush. You know, that medical dinner. I'll stop by your house on my way and pick up my shirt from you, huh? I'll be right over. Goodbye.
What's so funny?
Oh, boy, wait till he sees
it. McGee, what is it? What's so... Oh, is this ever a day?
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. Be as bold, be as bright, as fanciful as you like. There's going to be color in fashions this spring. See them in the March Woman's Home Companion. 5 full pages of the most fashionable colors for spring help you highlight your Easter costume. You'll see how to create a dramatic appearance combining scarlet tanager in accessories with quiet tones of black or gray. Or how to look smart in soft, subdued pastels. So step into spring in style. Don't miss this exciting fashion in the March issue of Woman's Home Companion. In the same issue, you'll find Dr. Spock's Baby and Child Care Cookbook. This famous pediatrician, along with nutritionist Miriam Loewenberg, gives page after page of tempting recipes and menus that'll make babies sit up and eat what's good for him. Learn Dr. Benjamin Spock's 7 basic rules for planning children's meals. Read his article exclusively in the March issue of Woman's Home Companion. Get your companion today.
And good night.
Well, there's the two halves of your waffle weave shirt where the doctor threw them. Pick them up.
Okay. Boy, is he a sore head.
After the horrible mess you made of his beautiful new white silk shirt, I'm on his side this time.
Boy, when he said he was going to pour maple syrup on this waffle weave and make me eat it, I thought he was really gonna.
And you know something? I'd have furnished the maple syrup.
You got some? Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. Mary Lansing played the demonstrator. This is John Wald inviting you back tomorrow night when the green-eyed monster almost gets the better of Mrs. McGee of the team of Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.